From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. California's prisons are bulging at the seams, and so the state has launched a plan it calls realignment. Counties in California are taking over responsibility from the state for low-level felons. Scott Schaefer of member station KQED has this story on how that's playing out in Los Angeles among inmates with mental health problems.
Los Angeles runs the largest county jail in the United States. Since California's realignment began last October, it's gotten a lot bigger. The county jail population is up almost 25%. Inmates with mental health problems end up here at the Twin Towers Corrections Facility. Francesca Anello oversees prisoner realignment programs for the county mental health department.
It used to be that we would get people that here were short term, and so it's very difficult to get them hooked up in the community if they're going in and out so quickly. And so we would miss an opportunity sometimes to actually work with them long term.
Anello adds that under realignment, mental health teams in the jail are better able to ensure a smooth reentry when prisoners are released.
We have a team that actually follows people for 30 days in the community to make sure all the supports are in place, so it's kind of like a warm handoff so that they don't end up getting reincarcerated.
Yes, that was my first initial visit.
Okay, when did you get released?
Saturday.
Inmates released in South Los Angeles have 48 hours to report here, the County Probation Department hub in Linwood. Kimberly Tillman, who oversees the operation, says a large percentage of clients have mental health needs.
It can be about 50%. Sometime on our busy days, it can be about 75%.
In the past, former prisoners with mental health problems ranging from depression to bipolar disorder or schizophrenia would be seen at clinics run by the state parole department. Under realignment, Tillman says it's up to counties to oversee each ex-offender.
My fear is that someone in the community will be hurt because one assessment wasn't complete and we didn't actually provide them with the wraparound services that they needed.
It wasn't about public safety. It was not about rehabilitation, even though they claimed it was.
That's L.A. County District Attorney Steve Cooley. He's not a fan of realignment and says California Governor Jerry Brown misled the state about the real intent.
It was about money. So this is blood money, because there will be blood as a result of individuals who should be in prison not being in prison.
Many ex-offenders end up here at Project 180 in downtown Los Angeles, in the heart of the city's Skid Row. Among those here this morning is Angela Scott, a heavyset woman in her 50s. Scott was in prison on a drug possession charge. Before realignment, she could have been sent back to state prison for violating parole.
It's like a safe haven. It just makes me stronger. I never had any help, really, just go to prison. So this time I'm talking, letting it out, letting all the garbage inside out.
Across the room, Warren Tandeen describes his history of gang-related crime. Late last year, he was released from prison, and after talking with a county probation officer, realized he needed help.
You know what I mean? With my anger management, you know what I mean? My coping skills, my life skills, my values and everything. And they told me, hey, if you need the help, we can help you.
I think all of us are a little concerned about how quickly that's happening and can we make sure that we maintain the quality of care.
Project 180 Executive Director Victoria Simon says her program has been inundated since realignment took effect. Simon adds that so far state funding has been there to cover additional expenses. Under realignment, agencies like hers are keeping close tabs on ex-felons.
They're here virtually every day, so it's Project 180 staff, not probation, that knows the clients that are doing well, the clients that aren't doing well, the clients that have relapsed, who's having issues.
That's an unexpected benefit of realignment. Social service agencies and law enforcement in California are collaborating in ways they never did before. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in Los Angeles.